Welcome to Shaped by Scripture. This month, we'll continue walking together through Scripture, helping you memorize it, understand it, and live it out in practical faith-shaping ways. Here's what we believe. When God's Word takes root, it bears fruit. It reshapes how we think, reorients how we live, and renews how we love. Scripture doesn't just change moments, it changes lives. So wherever you are today, pause for a moment. Take a deep breath. Open your heart to what God wants to say. And let's continue this journey together, allowing our lives to be shaped by Scripture. Theological Insight, March 11th, 2026. But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. Upon him was the chastisement that brought us peace, and with his wounds we are healed. Isaiah 53:5. Isaiah 53:5 offers one of the clearest theological explanations in Scripture for how God deals with human sin. The verse states that the servant of the Lord is pierced for our transgressions and crushed for our iniquities, and that through his wounds healing comes. These words are not poetic exaggerations. They are carefully chosen theological terms that reveal both the depth of human sin and the grace of God's redemptive plan, as revealed in the book of Isaiah. The distinction between transgression and iniquity is important. While the two ideas overlap, Scripture often uses them to describe different aspects of sin. Transgressions refer to outward acts of disobedience, specific choices where God's law is knowingly crossed. These are visible sins, actions that can be named, measured, and witnessed. They involve what we do. Iniquities, however, point deeper. Iniquity describes the inward condition of the heart, the twisted desires, attitudes, and inclinations that give birth to sinful actions. Iniquity involves who we are apart from God's transforming grace. Isaiah 53:5 teaches that the servant addresses both. Humanity's problem is not merely behavioral, but spiritual. We are not only guilty of sinful actions, we are shaped by sinful hearts. The servant is wounded for what we have done and crushed for what we are by nature. This reveals the comprehensive nature of God's salvation. God does not merely restrain sinful behavior. He heals the root of sin itself. At the heart of this verse is the doctrine of substitutionary atonement. The servant suffers in place of others. The punishment that rightly belongs to humanity is laid upon him. The phrase, "the chastisement that brought us peace," shows a transfer taking place. Judgment falls on the servant so that peace can be given to the guilty. This is not accidental suffering or symbolic pain. It is intentional, divine substitution. Isaiah makes clear that healing does not come from self-improvement, moral reform, or religious effort. Healing comes through the servant's wounds. God's justice is satisfied, and God's mercy is extended through one decisive act. Isaiah 53:5 proclaims that salvation is costly, grace is intentional, and healing is the result of God himself stepping into the place of sinners. Reflection questions. 1. How does understanding the difference between transgression actions and iniquity heart condition deepen your understanding of human sin? 2. Why is it significant that the servant addresses both outward behavior and inward brokenness? 3. How does substitutionary atonement shape the way you understand forgiveness and peace with God? Memorization reminder. Read Isaiah 53:5 aloud twice. Write the verse down, underlining the words transgressions, iniquities, and peace. Reflect on how each word reveals what Christ has done on your behalf. Then thank God for the healing that comes through his sacrifice.